Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Saturday the 7th of August is Aged Care Employee Day. And this year's theme is Thanks for Caring, and challenging times in the aged care sector at the moment, particularly with a small problem called COVID floating about at the moment. And joining me online, it's 21-year-old Grace Hodder, who is a finalist in the Leading Age Services Australia Rising Star Award. She joins me online. Grace, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Congratulations. You haven't won yet, but you're certainly up there.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. I'm absolutely stoked to even be nominated, let alone be a finalist. It was something that I wasn't expecting, but I'm absolutely overjoyed.
Okay. Now, let's talk about aged care and somebody 21 getting into aged care. Is that a bit of an odd mix?
It was something that I've always sort of been passionate about. I left school in 2017 and jumped straight in completing my diploma of enrolled nursing. I was always sort of interested in being in the community care sector, and I've ended up here as a coordinator at Live Better. I guess it is something that, you know, being young and a young leader is something that this can be quite challenging in aged care, especially when you're looking after the elderly. They often see you sometimes, you know, what's this young girl doing here and why is she looking after me? But it is something that I really do enjoy and I'm quite passionate about.
Yeah, right. Well, congratulations. Now, the theme for this year, it's Thanks for Caring. And I guess if you're working in the community care sector, it's a big part of your job. You have to, it's more than just turning up for work, clocking on and clocking off.
Yes, definitely. I think it's also, I guess, really important to mention those home care workers and the frontline staff. Although we here in the office are the ones that are sort of driving those programs, it's the home care workers that are actually delivering the services at the end of the day. I think they're the real superstars that are actually, you know, no matter what challenge is thrown at them, whether it be COVID, they still put on their shoes at the end of each day and at the start and go in and deliver those services, which is really integral to those clients.
Well, I know that the team at Live Better are extremely proud of you. What's the next step in this Rising Star Award?
So we have, as you've mentioned, the Aged Care Employee Day this Saturday. So that's where the winner is announced through the awards. So that'll be at 1:30. So I'm very excited and it'll be a bit of a family day, I think. And fingers crossed we can bring home the win. But as I said, I'm just absolutely stoked to even be nominated, let alone be a finalist. It's something I'm quite proud of and able to share with my team as well. It's really special.
Fantastic. And it's a national competition.
Yes, that's correct. So, it even sort of reinforces, yes, the great work. And it's awesome to be sort of recognised for the wonderful work that we do here at Live Better, not just in aged care, but also in the disability services, child and family services. It's just such a great organisation. And it's wonderful to be able to put out our work and get recognition for the wonderful things that we do.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Saturday, as you say, Aged Care Employee Day, what's the significance of that? What happens at work on that day? Is it just a moment to, I guess, be thankful for all you aged care employees out there?
Most definitely. And also, I think, celebrate, you know, with our clients as well. They're also quite special to us, and it's wonderful to be able to deliver the wonderful services and programs that we run. And, just a huge shout out to the wonderful team that we have, and a time to celebrate all of the wonderful work that's completed, most definitely.
Okay, 1:30 Saturday, the winners will be announced. We wish you all the very best. 21-year-old Grace Hodder's with me, finalist in the Leading Age Services Australia Rising Star Award. As I said, I know your crew there at Live Better are so proud of you, and well done so far, and good luck for this Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me today.